It's a question time, Peter.
Well, last week there was quite a dissertation for people out here. I was here and, 2 weeks ago, and I feel I should have the right to finish what I'm going to
Peter, say. We are the ones who determine. You don't have rights. If there are procedures, it is for you to ask a question.
Oh, okay. Well, my question is, given that there is antidotal evidence that there isn't a congestion problem in the city, will the council support the owners' corporation in seeking to amend the planning permit and section 173 agreement so the existing quality of living in Holford Street is not compromised? Which would be explained better if I had, you know.
Peter, I think we answered this before. We can't vary a contract which you entered with a vendor.
I'm asking, you're saying you cannot, because I've been told that you can do it.
I'll take some legal advice. The contract of sale between yourselves and a vendor is nothing to do with the City of Melbourne.
Is this a planning firm?
No. There was... Sorry, I apologise, Peter. I'll just take some legal advice, but I understand what you're asking us is to vary a contract of sale between yourselves and a property vendor.
No, I'm asking the council if the Lions Corporation goes ahead and seeks to amend these things, if they are possible to amend, that the council would support us because there are various arguments that
have... Council won't give you an answer to that. The council would have to consider something before us from our officers.
Right.
Or you would have to convince the councillor to put that matter before us as a notice of motion. Council can't give you an answer now about what we might do.
A notice of motion.
Well, let me first ask for our chief legal officer to give us a view on what you have asked us. Could we stop talking and listen, please? Sorry, Kim, go ahead.
There's a section 173 agreement reached to the Hospital of Autonomous, and that agreement provides that the owners are not eligible for the residential property. What has been sought is a request to vary that agreement or have that agreement removed. And that's a claim in question. There's a claim in terms of requirement, and that agreement is entitled. There could be a presumed application made.
Okay.
What I'm seeking is just to inform the council that we have arguments with merit. We want to go through a proper process of amending it, but we feel you should be aware of what we're trying to do, why we're trying to do it, including the director of planning infrastructure. We need to be aware that we aren't just purposely trying to get something that we shouldn't have had. We're trying to get something back we've lost in this very...
No, Peter, we can't accept that.
No, you
accepted last time when you were here your contract of sale, and the 173 said you were not entitled to a permit, all understood that. But what you were trying to say, what you just said to us was that you want us to give you back something. I mean... Okay. The point... You would understand that this was activated by a complaint from our residents in your vicinity.
I understand that, but also understand that if we get a survey done, maybe I'll show that the complaint doesn't have merit. The time the complaint was made, there was ongoing works.
Peter, I'm not going to prolong this. I'm not going to prolong it. I will seek advice from officers about what avenues you may have available.
I would like advice, actually, yes.
Well, I would also indicate, I can't speak for my fellow councillors, but the advice from our planning department last time, in my mind, stands. That you were not entitled to this, that you had the benefit of it for a couple of years, that your neighbours have complained, and it should revert to what your contract of sale said.
The law of the
Thank you. Julie. Julie, when you purchased your property, were you aware that there was a section 173 which said that you did not have a right to a parking permit at the point of sale? Were you aware of that?
Yes, I was.
Thank you.
But I don't believe that's the issue. I still believe that there are options, and as Peter pointed out, and the legal representative pointed out, I believe that this is an ongoing discussion. What happens?
I'm sorry, your time has elapsed. Thank you. John.
At the last meeting, you confirmed that the UNESCO World Heritage listing will be sought for the Queen Victoria Market. Now, can the Lord Mayor now give an assurance that the application will take into account the UNESCO requirement, the identification and preservation of the surrounding buffer zone?
The application will be made in line with the requirements of the application.
So the issue is, they're going to do that before making changes to the site or after?
No, the application will be made in line with the rules for the application as UNESCO Heritage Zone.
So that means you should do it before you...
Well, I'm not going to be corralled. I've given you the answer, John.
Okay.
As at 3 p.m. today, the following submissions were received in accordance with the Council's Conduct of Meetings Local Law 2010 in relation to Agenda Item 6.2, Ministerial Planning Referral TPM 2013-10, which is for 464 to 466 Collins Street and 83 William Street, Melbourne. Requests to speak from Kristen Whittle from Bates Smart and Nicholas Wilkinson from Equiset. In relation to Agenda Item 6.4, Ministerial Planning Referral TPM 2013-17, Dallas Brooks Centre, 282, 336 Victoria Parade and 300 Albert Street. Request to speak from Peter Shelley from Freemasons Victoria and David Passarella from Gaydon's Lawyers. And an item of correspondence from Damien Armour, the Executive Director of Epworth Freemasons. In relation to Agenda Item 6.5, Amendment C226, the incorporated document for the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, 120 to 130 South Bank Boulevard and 102 to 118 Sturt Street, South Bank. An item of correspondence from Meredith Withers, I beg your pardon, and also David Pendleton, the Chief Operating Officer of ABC. In relation to Agenda Item 6.6, the Ministerial Planning Referral TPM 2013-16, which is 398 to 406 Elizabeth Street, Melbourne, request to speak from Kelly Burns, a senior associate at SJB Planning. And in relation to Agenda Item 6.8, the Eastwood Street and Rankins Road open space, a request to speak from Anthony Dare, and items of correspondence from Hagen Kruski and Robin Mordell, residents, Janine Nagy, resident, Rookie Muir, resident, Roger Gropey, resident, Matthew and Fiona Burke, residents, Melissa Opie, resident, Leonie Dodd, resident, Anna Dare, resident, and Mary McCourton. Is there any member of the public who is here who would like to address the committee whose name I did not read out? Thank you. Could I advise submitters that you have 3 minutes to address the committee? It is the intention of the committee to adhere to this 3-minute time limit, and to assist you, please refer to the counter on the wall. Beeps sound at the completion of the 2-minute signalling. There is 1 minute remaining to conclude the address. The final beep sounds to signal the time allocated has finished. I advise members of the committee and the public that where the committee makes a decision on the basis of fewer than 6 members voting in favour, the decision may be referred by a councillor to council for decision. Could I suggest that it is the intention of the committee to consider item 6.9, the homelessness advisory strategy, followed by agenda item 6.8, the Eastwood Street and Rankins Road open space, prior to the other reports from management, and could I therefore call on a councillor to move such a motion? Thank you, Councillor Ong. Is that seconded? Thank you, Councillor Oak. I'll put that motion. All those in favour, those against, that is carried unanimously. In that case, in terms of the 6.8 Eastwood Street and Rankins Road open space, I call on Councillor Wood to assume the role of chair in relation to the environment portfolio.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. There's one report from management for consideration under the environment portfolio. The agenda item 6.8, Eastwood Street, Rankins Road open space development. I think we would like a presentation on this item, so I call on Andy Shears, the manager of Urban Landscapes, to make a brief presentation.
Our system's not working.
Are we working?
Okay. Ian, do you require the video for the presentation?
I'm happy to go through it and to the use the iPad. So this report is in essence responding to a request from committee in September to have a look at the opportunity for creation of open space within the Kensington area adjacent to the Kensington Rail Station, and the space that you referred to was the Eastwood Rankins Road area. And we're all, I think, sort of very aware of the need to increase open space in this area in response to current demands and future demands that will evolve through the Macaulay area. In this instance, we have had a look at this space, which currently consists of the Eastwood Street and Rankins Road coming into an apex of a triangular space at Macaulay Road, and have identified an opportunity where we can locate Eastwood Street and Rankins Road together and create an increased area of approximately 1,200 square metres adjacent to the rail station. So I believe there's some information provided in the report. So we have developed a concept plan which gives an indication roughly of the opportunity that's there. We've had a detailed traffic assessment undertaken to look at any implications for change to both traffic movement and also to any implications for car parking. The traffic report has indicated that there won't be any change to the volume of traffic that's going through, but currently that is referred to as comparatively low local traffic moving through that space, which is basically local area, and that the concept plan would result in the reduction of approximately 18 unrestricted car spaces immediately adjacent to the Kensington Rail Station. The report does indicate in surveying surrounding areas that there is more than ample spaces available even during the busiest times of day to accommodate and take care of that traffic further up into Eastwood Street with the parking. Other areas, we've identified an opportunity to intercept surface runoff and create rain gardens, and overall do an increase in both open space and tree canopy cover. The concept does look at the potential for removal of some existing declining trees and replacement with new trees. And then the last part of the report is to indicate that should the Council support this concept, we would be able to go to and undertake fairly extensive community engagement around this proposal in February of 2014, and if supported, we'd have time to come back to committee with a report for consideration for funding in the budget into the future. We've got an indicative estimate of around $950,000 for the project, which would be able to fit within current open space levy. And that we've also sort of worked out, I guess, that comparative that it would be about a $4 million project if we go out and purchase this open space. So it's, again, an opportunity to repurpose land to create open space in that area.
Thank you.
Any questions? So before
we go on, I've asked our council business team to reboot the whole system so that we can get the screen working again. I'm sorry, that may result in the lights, you know, dimming. We're just going to have to deal with that while they reboot it. Otherwise, we'll have to take a lengthy break and it might not make any difference. So I apologise for that. Thanks, Ian.
May I ask a question?
Councillor
Walker. Yes, Mr. Shears, in the report and talking about stakeholder engagement during February of next year, how long is that period going to be?
Well, we seem to undertake a range of on-site meetings, do mail-outs, have participate on the website up and down, and also to attend the Kensington Residents Association meeting in February, but we would look to undertake and complete that probably over a 4 to 5 week period through most of February into early March.
Councillor Levin.
Mark Brunswick. Excellent. Thanks, Ian. There's another process going on at the moment, a report to council, part of which was released for to be made public. Council officers are looking at the properties vaguely identified in Arden Macaulay open space amendments and